Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. Gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jim and Jim.
Yeah.
Well, good evening out there. Yes, it is Telly Tuesday. Hope you had a wonderful day. I know I did. Some people call it Taco Tuesday. Some people call it Thankful Tuesday. We call it Telly Tuesday. And today we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. We're wrapping up the last number seven chakra. That is that crown chakra. And we're going to keep ourselves in balance. But before we get going, you know, it all comes down to you. I hope that you won't rely on others or wait for them to do something. Try to develop such a strong sense of responsibility that you can stand up to the fiery storms confidently, proclaiming, "I'll do it. Just watch me." Please confront reality. Look it squarely in the face, and with guts, wisdom, and strength, challenge everything that lies ahead of you. And in order to do that, we have to keep our body in balance, our mind in balance, and our spirit in balance. And today we'll hear about that. But before we get going, and we're going to wait on Miss Haynes to come in, I'll just play some music for you. It is Telly Tuesday. You're waking up with Linda McShane. Stay woke.
People live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical thing defines within. And I've been there before, with bad lights above, so full of the
Yourself, you are all that you need. And we're going to have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us to let us know that once you keep everything in line and you understand how the body flows, you don't have a thing to worry about. Stephanie Haynes, are you with us this evening?
Yes, good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
I am wonderful, and good evening to you. And you know I put it out there ahead of time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking out time for your busy, busy schedule to care and share with us. We love having you here. I hear that happy in your voice. I know you had a remarkable day. And on that note, I'm just going to be quiet and let you take us on into this number 7 chakra and how we got there and what it's all about. This is my baby here because it is, I'm just going to let you talk. I don't want to interrupt that, so I'll be quiet. But welcome in.
Well, thank you, Miss Linda. And good evening, listeners. I hope everything is well, and I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend and going to have an amazing week. So tonight is the 7th chakra. So we've been working with the 7 chakras, and tonight is actually the final one. And we're going to try to, you know, put all these together and see how we can balance all 7 of these chakras. And, you know, tonight, the 7th chakra is about the insight, the inner knowing. You know, the self-realization. Mm-hmm. It is the home of our spirituality and our connection with the divine. Whatever your religion may be, you know, we all have that inner spirit within ourselves and connecting with the divine. So the 7th chakra means the thunderfold, referring to the number of the petals of the lotus that represent this chakra. It symbolizes the ultimate nature of our thoughts and process. The chakra is the portal through which the energy that is in the human life force enters the body. From the 7th chakra, this energy filters down through every other part of the body and through each of the other chakras. Now, the strength and the vitality of this energy in a person reflects their level of personal development. develop to its full potential, the energy of this chakra brings the highest level of the consciousness and is an indication that the person has to master the challenge of all of the other chakras. So many healers and mystics believe that humankind, as a part of the evolution process, is moving towards an ever larger number of people who are fully developing this chakra. So you're not the only one. There's a lot of us out there trying to make this happen, right? So when the majority of the people have developed the crown chakra, it is expected that the humankind will take a great step forward away from the need and the conflict of chakras toward a more spiritually oriented existence. You know, we talk about world peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
And world peace begins with each one of us. So if each and one of us actually take full responsibility and align all of our chakras in order, can you imagine what this world would be like? Because there would be no greed. Everybody won't be materialistic. You know, the humanistic of the individual will be coming out, right? So this chakra is often referred to as the crown chakra. So the color, it corresponded with the violet, which is purple. It's at the top of our head. And it's commonly referred to as the crown chakra, right? Now this chakra is represented by 1,000 petals. Can you believe that? 1,000 petals. The other ones are 7, but this one has 1,000 petals.
Wow.
Yes. So the flow of the energy, it moves in a clockwise direction and connects to the spiritual auric body. It regulates the pineal glands, the skull, and the brain. And it associates with the grace, beauty, serenity, the oneness with all, our divinity, our selfless resolution, understanding, and enlightenment. Now, the personal growth that a person would get from having your 7th chakra in balance is your mental health, your knowledge, and your spiritual enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, the exercise for the 7th chakra And I just wish we was kind of doing this with, you know, like the Zoom, we can actually see this, because there's a lot of exercises, you know, for all of these chakras that we can actually go through and get a more benefit from actually doing the exercises to really help you to get in balance. But, you know, when your chakra is in balance, it may present itself as a mental instability, right? With
okay.
an excess of energy, with an excess of energy, resulting in episode of manic or psychotic behavior.
Mm.
Without self-awareness and balance, the excess energy in this chakra can also express itself as a drive to collect possessions and material wealth, and to build a sense of personal power. Now, when you are depleted, the energy in this chakra may generate feeling of despondency, depression, with the person having little drive or energy to make choices and take directions in their lives. Following someone else's directions without thinking or challenging them because it's the easy option. right?
Say that again.
So
when it's depleted, it creates you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Read that again. Okay. So when it's depleted, you start a feeling of despondency, depression, with the person having little drive or energy to make choices and take direction in their lives. Following someone else's directions without thinking or challenging them because the easy option is easier for them, right? So eventually,
okay,
a person like this may feel a complete lack of any sense of personal power. Now, when you balance in this chakra, it leads to what has been described by yogic adepts as a blissful, ecstatic state. This is the final stage of evolution of the physical body, and it brings with it a sense of inner peace, access to our innate wisdom and understanding, and awareness of our connection with all other living things. Now, in this state, we are able to recognize within ourselves any patterns of thought and behavior that have dysfunctional and effortlessly release them from our psyche. All right. Any questions so far, Ms. Linda?
No, because you kind of like when you talked about the depletion of it, it made sense, you know, when you, as far as making choices, but really, really what happens when everything is in balance, you get that blissful state. It's making sense, it definitely. So when you have persons in your environment that basically, how can I put that, that don't think for themselves or that they don't come up with anything. They jump on everybody else's thing because
right,
it's already in the making. I'm sorry?
It's a follower. Someone just follows.
Someone is what?
It's a follower.
Yes. That's the word I'm looking for. So when that person is in that following mode, that means that crown chakra is not working at all. I mean, they're in following, but yet and still they appear to they think that they have the power, but of it makes them feel powerful. It's kind of hard to describe because it can come in many, many different ways. But I'm getting adrift now. So it's that crown chakra, that top of the head, that as you say, that filters down into all the other chakras to pull everything together. I'm okay. That's my,
okay.
Yeah. One other thing. Why does all the other chakras have the 7 petals like the lotus flower and this one has 1,000? That means that is the control tower, would you say?
There you go.
Okay. Got it.
So now the exercise for the crown chakra, you know, one of the classic yoga positions for the crown chakra is the headstand. Unless you have a relative high degree of flexibility and or guidance of a yoga teacher, you know, to support you with, you know, the headstand, right? So you can, however, achieve a similar effect by using a tilt board where your feet are higher than your head. And you can do this at the gym, at home, or just by raising one end of your bed or a massage table. You do not stay in this position for more than 3 to 4 minutes at first, but increase the time gradually over a few weeks. The health benefits are said to include the improved circulation and the release of the lower back pain. Now, there is a warning. Now, if you have a heart condition, high blood pressure, or any eye condition, please do not undertake any of these exercises without a medical supervision. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, taking care of your emotional and mental health. Unresolved trauma, stress, and emotional upsets leave a residue within the energy system of your body. A small argument where you don't feel too threatened or hurt may clear reasonably quickly from your energy system. But an upset where you feel deeply affected or where you feel that many issues remain unresolved may leave long-lasting resonance in your energy system. For instance, like old hurt, an unresolved resentment leaves energy trace in your aura. Now, ensuring that you are emotionally healthy will help you maintain a strong energy system. Holding on to negative emotional and spending a large portion of your time feeling fearful, jealous, or angry can alter the clarity and the color of your aura. Seeking the help of professional counselors, psychotherapists, or a psychologist can help you gain clarity in the areas of your life that are stressing you or causing you to feel ill at ease. Now, depression, for example, it's not just an emotional condition. It is also impact on the physical health. It is important to seek professional help immediately if you think you may be suffering from depression. You know, examine to the company you keep. Because everybody around us is not good for us.
Say that again, please.
Examine the company that you keep, right?
Okay.
Because everybody around us is not good for us.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in a relationship where you feel that you are always giving but your love, time, and attention are not returned, it is very likely that the other person is draining your energy. You may notice that you feel depleted and lacking in energy after spending time with this person. I'm going to say this again. When you're always giving your love, your time, your attention, and not receiving it in return, it is very likely that the other person is draining your energy.
Mm-hmm.
You may notice that you feel depleted and lacking in energy after spending time with this person. So it is important to know whether or not this is a pattern. You may find it easy or less possible to end one relationship because it is a one-way street. But if you repeatedly find yourself in a relationship like this, it may be best to you. It may be best for you to seek help of a therapist to break this behavior pattern.
Mm.
It sounds okay. Like a codependent relationship, right?
Right.
All right, so to harness the power of your chakras is to fully integrate the energy of each chakra into your life. One way to do this is to undertake a 7-week program to increase your awareness of each chakra.
Okay.
You know, like we did this, you know, like we just
yeah.
did. We just did it our 7-week, right?
Right.
And if you was real paying attention and writing down, taking notes, and really good, you know, doing a reassessing, reflecting on your own life, you know, tonight is your 7-week, right? So you
yeah.
are likely to gain more insight into your nature and into whether or not this is balanced in your chakra. If you keep a journal of this process, through the act of writing down your thoughts, you experience your daydreams and your fears. You will make connection. Right?
Okay.
So between seemingly isolated incidents that occur during the 7 weeks, a ha-ha moment. You know, hopefully a ha-ha moment had came up for you during the 7 weeks that we've been together, right? Mm-hmm. And then you would understand that pattern of behavior you were previously unaware of often comes through this process of writing. So, because what I want you to do now is to take your pen and paper out, and we're going to do some more writing, right? You know, like
okay.
We did the other previous week. Yep.
Yes. I'm
so,
ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. You rich. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. So, and I'm just going to do like a refresher of what we went over for each week.
Okay.
And what we had focused on. Let's do a recap before I close out with the affirmation.
Okay.
Okay. So week one, we focus on the root chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that was the base of the spine. And this is about nurturing yourself. And when you nurture yourself, then you can become grounded, right? So your base, your root chakra was your grounded chakra, right? And then I want you to write down some questions, because the root chakra, you know, you have to eat food that is nourishing to your body, balanced meal with a lot of fresh fruit and veggies. You got to make sure you're getting enough undisturbed sleep. And also doing some form of gentle exercises in your daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
Also ask yourself, is your health fundamentally sound? Do you feel financially secure? If not, what can you do to improve your situation? Next, make a list of things that you can do this week that will help you and support yourself with your basic needs. And then gradually make these things a habit. Okay, just remember, your first chakra, your root chakra, is your grounding chakra. That's your security, your finance. Okay, so we're going to move on to the second chakra. All right, so that's the sacral chakra. So with this chakra, what I want you to do to nurture yourself is to take a long, scented bubble bath and allow yourself time to soak and relax. Now, with the pandemic going on, I will tell you, go out, you know, to maybe see a great performance or a dance, a movie or something. But since the pandemic is happening right now, find a movie that you enjoy. And just actually sit there and just let it consume you. Not thinking about anything else, but really focusing on the movie that you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, visit an art gallery with someone. All right, you know, you can social distance. Or you can create yourself. You know, you can sketch. And create your own interpretation of your favorite painting, since we're still dealing with the pandemic, right? Now, I know there are some massage places that's open now during the pandemic. Find one that you can do aromatherapy massages.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Then take a gentle walk through the forest or even by the beach. And then make your favorite meal and dessert and just soothe in that. Right? Because, you know, with your second chakra, it's the sensual experience that you will feel in your second chakra, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we're in the third chakra, which is your solar plex chakra. It's one of the powerful tools, but one that we have never thought to use. All right? So these are some exercises I want you to do. So when you do these following exercises, you may find that you're adding something to it each day, refining your vision as you become more confident. All right? So what I want you to do is to write down how you would like your life to be. Include answers to the following questions. Then add any other information that is important to you. So, number one, where do you live? Number two, are you in a relationship? Three, what is that relationship like? Four, how much money do you earn? Five, what type of work do you do? Six, how many hours a week do you work? And seven, what type of friends do you have? Now, each day of this week, take a few moments to repeat the following affirmation several times. It will help you with your self-esteem if you're having problems with your self-esteem. All right. So what you're going to say to yourself, I treat myself with respect, love, and compassion. I deserve and I am open to the very best in life, the joy, the happiness, the love, and prosperity. I choose today and every day how I will think and how I will behave. All right? So we're going to move on to the fourth chakra. All right? Now, I want you to take a few moments to calm your mind and just bring your attention to your breath right now. Now, imagine the first person on this list and the incident that caused you to feel angry and hurt. So remember the fourth chakra, right? We talked about past hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about forgiveness. All right? So I want you to, you know, take that step into the person's shoes. Let's put yourself in that person's shoes. Now, see if you can understand their behavior. Where they themselves feeling angry, hurt, threatened, or fearful. Now, acknowledge that you would prefer them to have act differently, but then also acknowledge that you have sacrificed, that you survived this incident and that its only hold as much power over you as you allow it. So you have to make a conscious decision to forgive this person and let it go. Because sometimes we hold on grudges against another person, and they're going about their business.
You're right about that. You're right.
And you getting sick, depressed, stressed out, and that other person is gone by his business or her business. Right?
That's true.
So let's imagine each incident that occurred as a handful of sins. Allow each one to slip through your fingers as you no longer need to hold on to the hurt or the anger associated with it. So when you're ready, you can move on to the next person on your list. You may like to work on just the two people each day. So that list of people that you hold in grudges and resentment, guilt, anger against, this is the exercise that I would like for you to do, and this is for your heart chakra.
This is for the what chakra?
Your heart chakra.
Heart chakra
number four.
Yes, that's number four. Okay, that's the heart. Okay.
The heart. All right. And now we're going to move on to our throat chakra, number five, our communication, right?
Right. Yes.
So the challenge this week is to listen for the true meaning in the words of those around you. All right? Because people, you know, they can be superficial. They can be manipulative, right? But what I want you to do is really pay attention to everybody's body language, the tone of their voice, so that you really hear what they are saying. Allow a pause between listening and speaking yourself to ensure that the other person has finished what they need to say before you speak. Respond to each person by openly and honestly expressing yourself. And practice this will mean setting aside the chit-chat and being more conscious of what you are saying. This is more challenging than it sounds. If at first you find it too difficult to do this, constantly try to do it for a half an hour, then for 45 minutes. Then gradually increase the time. Then you will find that you are expressing yourself in this way and listening in this way without even thinking about it. I call it the talk and listen technique. You know, being able to just allow that person to express themselves. And then once they finish, then you can summarize back what they had said to you. Okay, and then vice versa. That's the talk and listen technique.
I got it. I like that. Yes, I remember we going over that one.
Yes, and then we're going to move on to our sixth chakra, right? The third eye.
Yes.
So
what I call
the
five eyes.
Right. All right, so The third eye for this week, I want you to pay attention to the intuition when you make a decision. Listen first for your inner voice. It takes practice to pay attention to this voice, as we often disregard information we receive from our intuition and only realize after the fact, when the event had happened, right? And then you say, oh, I know. All right. So we should have made a different choice. because we didn't listen to that first voice. Because I said, oh, man, I should have followed my first mind, right? Because it came to you first, but you ignored that little voice and went the other way. So now you got to deal with the consequences.
Okay.
Right? So it also takes some practice to discern what intuition and what comes from other inner voice. So the voices that are driven by fear or insecurity.
Yes.
I'm going to say that again. Voices that are driven by fear or insecurity or by the ego. Right?
Yes.
So take a few chances and follow the guidance of your intuition.
Yes.
The third eye chakra is also related to your spirituality. So if you follow the teachings of your religion, you may like to take extra time this week to attend the spiritual services of your faith, whatever that may be. So if the idea appeals to you, you may also like to attend the service of another religion and listen to the message of that faith with an open mind and heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of similarities in religion.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here we are today, week 7, focusing on our crown chakra. So what I would like for you to do is just take time to reflect and to integrate the results of the previous 6 weeks that we have done, right?
Mm.
So before I go into our writing, I just want you guys to write this down before we do this. I release all thoughts and actions that limits my self-awareness. I acknowledge that I have unlimited potentials and that I have access to all knowledge. Without any need to change, I am who I am, unique and perfect. So each day of this week, I want you to spend at least 15 minutes in meditation, prayer, or whatever you do, or quiet contemplations on one aspect of the previous week, and end each meditation with the affirmation of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to move on to our affirmations for I-7 chakra. Okay. All right. So we're going to start with divine intervention. Now, with divine intervention, I want you to write down this. I honor a higher power and know that anything is possible. I let a higher power have a more active presence in my life. And I know that my life is divinely guided. I surrender to this truth. I know that I am loved, guided, and protected by a higher source. I am open to seeking guidance in my spiritual quest from a spiritual teacher, master, or guru. Then we're going to have grace. The grace of a higher power is with me, and I move through life knowing this truth. I believe in a higher power, and I know that it is within and around me, offering assistance and guidance. I surrender all my fears, and burdens to a higher power. I am open to receive grace, and I trust in a higher power. I am worthy. I'm one with all. I feel the divine force flowing through me. I honor this, and I know that it flows through all. I am calm in knowing that I am one with all, and I am contemplate and meditate on this fact. I regularly remind myself that I will, that we are all from the same source, and that we are all on a journey as a spiritual being experiencing this physical existence. I am aware that I have a choice as to how I respond to what is happening in my life. My responses have an enormous effect on my spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical well-being. I'm going to read this again. I am aware that I have a choice as to how I respond to what is happening in my life. My responses have an enormous effect on my spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Selflessness. I am kind to all. I am aware that everything I do or say affects others. I will help those who seek it, and I will seek out ways to be of service. I develop an attitude of looking for ways to help others instead of always waiting to be asked.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I do from a spiritual perspective, and I put my heart into it. I seek, this is bliss, I seek and find peace, quietness, and moments of bliss in my life. I am persistent in this quest. I allow myself to feel divine presence radiating within and around me. I allow myself to create abundance and fulfillment and to live a life free of fear. Meditation is a part of my life. Spiritual awareness. When my mind sways negatively, I remind myself of love, truth, gratitude, and spirit. I am the observer of my thoughts, and I do not let them bring me down. I remind myself to have gratitude and acceptance of what it is, and to have the courage of my conviction. I continuously pursue a clear understanding of spiritual truth. Behind all that is and all that is unfolding, I ask myself, is what I'm thinking the truth, and is it having a positive or negative impact of my life?
Mm-hmm.
Meditation in silence.
Wow.
I sit still in meditation regularly, as I know there is power in silence. I seek out stillness during some part of every day. In the silence, I am open to receive without asking and without expectation. In the silence, I will hear and see the truth. Rest, tranquility, and peace, and rejuvenating to my spirit, miraculously, emotionally, mental, and physically healing are available when I am open to receive.
Wow.
All right. So That's what happens when you are imbalanced from the root to the crown.
And we've gone through 7 weeks of this, Stephanie, and as we are going back through, You know, I keep a journal, and in those 7 weeks, since we started this seventh chakra, I ended up buying blenders, juicers, tennis shoes. I mean, you know, and you're not aware of what's happening, but that subconscious is talking to you. So that's nurturing myself, taking care, becoming aware, listening, communicating, expressing, using that throat chakra and getting it out there. And you'd be surprised of the response you get back. And then I like the idea of, like, just sort of like, you know, we sit and we meditate, you know, a few minutes. I haven't been going out, but just to feel the sun on your back, or just to, when I want to relax, I like to go into the furniture stores. I like to go into furniture stores, fabric stores, and art galleries, because I like to look at the colors and see the beautiful fabrics. I'm my happiest when I'm around beautiful fabric. And different laces, and you know, it's just like, if I want to do that, I don't know what it does, but I'm at my best at that. So now you're sitting back and you're relaxing, and there's some things I'll share with you that I don't want to take you through the neighborhood, and you're going to laugh, and then on that private conversation, you'll tell me if I'm right on point. But I have been actually being in tune with this, and I've had, you know, persons calling in with information, asking about what was that chakra that does this, and, you know, and which one is it? Is it the throat chakra that you have to communicate, the heart chakra we all deal with? And that's a hard one to do, because you can forgive and live and let go, but have you really let go? You know, that's right. What you have to be able to figure out. Have you really let go, or is that still nudging in? It's not a thing where you don't think about it or just leave your existence, but have you really let go? Or does it peek in and out of you? So is that resentment, or is that awareness, or is that reminders? So, but you, when you get in tune, I found out the balancing brings a different type of environment around you, a different type of person around you, and you think differently. It's remarkable. You know, I'm going through the list, and we'll talk about it. Now, let me ask you, we're winding it down. Now that we've spoken about the balancing, what will our topic be next week? Because, you know, you can take us some places.
Mm-hmm. Well, so with this being Women's Month, we're going to talk about women.
Okay.
You know, March is Women's Month. We're going to talk about women. You know,
okay.
Then we have, you know, and what I really want to do is to bridge the gap between mothers and daughter relationship.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me write that down. Bridging the gap between mother and daughter relationships. And you know, when I start asking these questions, you know, I'm looking at the minutes here. Bridging the gap between mothers and daughters. So now that we've completed our chakras, and now that we've set up our affirmations, we've listed them as some type of way, you know, as you talk, I write, and I believe in affirmations, but it pays off. When I call it, when you get up and talk that love talk to yourself, because that hate talk is already talking. So when you go into the affirmation, or find one, or whatever you stick with, it will carry you through. But the most important thing that I'm getting from the chakras is this is the balancing tool, and what I am, that crown chakra is the command post. So you really want to keep that. I mean, they all work together. They all interact together. They're in interaction here, and they move together. But that big, that crown chakra, and that's the one that comes with the rest and the food, and the when it's off, everything is off. Am I correct? When you don't want to listen, you know everything. You can't talk to anybody. You don't want to be around. That is that crown chakra needs to have some adjustment on it, so that everything else will flow in the body. And I'm picked up on the fear, having that fear is basically insecurity. So, but I've really enjoyed this, but I always enjoy anything you bring. See, you had us writing for the last 7 weeks. Sometime you'll take us through that meditation and we'd be stretched out on the floor snowing. But this time it came a little bit different. So for next week, we're going to be again with women and the bridge between mothers and daughters. Well, I'm getting ready to wrap it down. I want to tell you thank you again, Stephanie. What would you like to leave us with? Give us a word or two or ten or however, and we're going to call it an evening. We love you.
All right. Well, I want to leave you guys with, you know, serenity, you know, calmness of the mind. It's one of the beautiful jewels of beauty. It is the result of a long and a patient effort in self-control. Its presence is an indication of ripened experience and of a more than ordinary knowledge of the law and the operation of thought. So a woman becomes calm in the measure that she understands herself as a thought evolving being. For such knowledge necessary, the understanding of others as the result of thought and as the development of a right understanding, and see more and more clearly the internal relations of things by the actions of cause and effect, she ceases to fuss and fume and worry and grieve and remain poised and serene. So the calm woman, having learned how to govern herself. So that's important. We as women,
wow,
learn how to govern yourself.
Learn how to govern, okay, yourself. I like that. Mm-hmm. And if that's the close for the day, taking the balance, and it will also be the opening for next week, because we're still into women and we're talking about building bridges. So in order to do that, we have to have that total governance in everything. I'm loving it. Stephanie Haynes, we love you. And I'm going to say good evening to you. Listeners, this is Stephanie Haynes. Would you give us your website, please, your email, so that they can come in and contact you for your book, The Healing of the Womb?
Yes, my email address is fashion, that's fashionblyfit22@gmail.com.
Thank you, fashionably, no A, 22 at gmail.com, and they can order the book and purchase the book. This is a complete book full of exercises, illustrations, and all the good stuff that you're hearing. So please contact or contact me to get in contact with Stephanie Haynes so that you can own this masterpiece, because I can tell you it will take you into another form and on different levels over and over and over. And each time you go in and read it, see, or you understand, or you become awakened to something that you missed before. Stephanie, we love you. Please have a great evening. And thank you again for caring and sharing. We're waking up with Linda McShann.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you. Thank you for being here. We love you. Tell it to me.
Break it up. With
Linda
McShann.
You ready, girl?
Sharing care.
Yeah.
Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want to break it up.
We give, showing others how to live.